Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, here we are. The week of somebody's birthday.
Yeah, I went to drag brunch today with some of my friends, and I've been drinking for like 10 hours or so. Yeah.
Ish.
10 hours ish, yes.
So guys, yeah, she's actually 11. About 11 now.
Oh god. I have a headache 11. Already.
Well, yeah. Anyway, also it's spooky season.
Tomorrow.
And then Christmas starts on Tuesday.
Oh my god. No, my birthday is Tuesday. Christmas starts on Wednesday.
Okay. Yes, Christmas starts Wednesday. Also Wednesday, I'm setting up my tree probably. So I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm trying to get it done early.
Because I need to put it in my little tree because it's just this little short pink mini tree and it's really cute.
Anyway, guys, wow, that's all I'm gonna say about SmackDown. Wow. Very exciting what's happening.
It is, but I'm kind of like, I want something else to happen, you know what I mean? Like,
what do you want? Like,
I don't know, like
the mystery.
Am I the only one that doesn't understand half of what that guy with the mask says?
Uncle Howdy?
Yeah, I get confused. I can't hear him very well. I feel like an old person watching the TV. I'm like, what did he say?
What? You're turning on like closed caption on the replay. No, I don't think so, because like I had to watch it a couple times to get it. But can I just say that Uncle Howdy looks like Barry Windham, and that like is hilarious to me.
Maybe that's what he's going for.
That's his actual uncle. Everybody says it's Bo / Taylor though, because of the earring.
Oh.
But I was like, that'd be too much of a giveaway, right?
Not necessarily, because I didn't know he had an earring.
Anyway, he looks like a snack, not Uncle Howdy, but you know, Bray. Looks like a snack, and he's adorable and precious in every way. So,
right,
he is,
and as he is every week. Yes,
every week since I don't know when did I start watching him again. Forever.
Every week since his debut.
Every week since he showed up, I've been like, look at him, he's precious. Look at his little face. But yes, he's precious and adorable. And I just love how he talks from his heart now. That's great. And then, you know, Uncle Howdy shows up and it's just weird. So we'll see. But anyway, that is my Ray squealing of the week. Couldn't tell you what he said.
What did Uncle? I was about to say, what did he say? Because, like I said, I don't understand half of what he says.
I don't know, but that okay. This is the one thing I need. This is what I need. For the love of God, can we put the fucking song on Spotify already?
I'm surprised it's not there.
No, neither is Rebel Heart though.
That's weird.
Thankfully, Rhea's one they just put up Rhea and Finn's new ones, and that was from like months ago.
Oh, well,
oh my god, it's gonna be
that tells you the timeline. Yeah,
it's gonna be a while. So but they put Braun's up, so I'm like,
where is Braun? Has he been on TV?
Yes, he's gonna face Almost at Crown Jewel.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe it's because of my lack of excitement for that.
Yeah, we don't watch Crown Jewel anyway, so like, you know,
that's nice.
I really don't give a shit about like who's taller or like whatever this match is supposed to be about.
Is that what is like a dick measuring contest?
Pretty much. I'm just like, ew, no, that's a no-go.
It's a no from me.
It's a no from me. Every time it's on, I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, is this a fucking joke? But the other shining moment of SmackDown, the shining star other than Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, whatever we're calling him now, is Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah.
Sami Zayn.
He is the most over wrestler.
He is.
Period. Any organization, any company, whatever. Yeah. And I think they should make a shirt that says, I'm feeling oozy.
They're going to, you know.
I want
one too. Girl, I have my cart for WWE shop already filled up, and I'm getting the honorary ooze shirt. I'm doing it. I gotta say that Bloodline segment was like one of the best segments of SmackDown since it started on Fox, at least.
I hate it so bad when they break him up, but when they break them up, hopefully it's him and Kevin taking the tag titles. So
yeah, I mean, that has to be where it goes. But like somebody said, what if we get like a run in the tag division where like Jimmy, something mysteriously happens to Jimmy and Sammy has to be Jay's tag partner from now on?
I could see that.
And they go to Waffle House and we get the videos.
I mean, he had everybody breaking.
Like, he did. Solo broke it. They didn't show Solo in the segment, but they showed him in the after clip when Sammy was like, we're going to go to Waffle House. He's like, I'm going to have the hash browns. And when he said, I'm going to have the hash browns, Solo just started like, he's just like, I'm going to get the hash browns. And it was so funny in that segment. Like Jay just looks, he's like, what? We're going to Waffle House? He's like, I didn't know we were going to Waffle House. This is exciting. So now, but for the moment, they're friends because he's getting Waffle House.
Sammy's just having the best time.
He is.
He's like, AW what? No, who? Thank you.
Who? We don't know them. We don't know her.
Mm-mm.
It's Sammy's world and we're just living in it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's true. Sami Zayn is the reason to watch SmackDown other than Wyndham Rotunda / Bray Wyatt. Those are the only two reasons to watch. Roman don't fucking show up to work usually. So, yeah. Sami Zayn is a national treasure.
We knew that.
We've known this for years. He is a cinnamon roll, which we've known that for years. And he is everything, which we have known for years.
You're all late to the party.
You guys are just late to the party because we knew his greatness this whole time. We were like, look at him. He's precious. And everybody's like, ew, Sammy, what? We're like, yeah, he's Sammy Wow Wow. He's always been Sammy Wow Wow. I think people just, they should have, I don't know. They should have opened their eyes to the point, the obvious thing. One last thing about SmackDown. Scarlett's dress.
It was pretty.
It was great. Like every week though, I'm like, girl, I don't give a shit about Cross. That outfit is everything. I'm like, yeah, okay, Cross, whatever. Scarlett, you look amazing. Your outfit, incredible, beautiful, spectacular. Where do you buy your clothes? I don't think they have them in my size, but where do you buy them? I must know. We're going to LA. I need some outfits. Where do you buy your outfits? But yes, Scarlett is everything. Literally, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, and I guess Cross is there, too. Like, even when I went to the house show, that's how it was, too. Everyone was like, oh, my God, Scarlett looks incredible. Oh, I guess Cross is there, too. I guess. Anyway, Raw. Let's just say the Judgment Day has slowly but surely become one of the best parts of Raw. Yeah. And it's no thanks to Damian Priest or Dominic. First of all, are you trying to tell us you are your father's son? And by father, we don't mean Ray. We mean Eddie.
What was it he said last week? That he was better than Eddie or something?
He said, I'm this generation's Eddie Guerrero. And then he said, oh, wait, no, Eddie Guerrero was his generation's Dominic Mysterio.
Ugh.
Yeah. But then everybody was like, oh, so you're saying you're your father's son. Okay. That's how everybody took it. Nobody was like, oh, I hate you. Everybody was like, oh, so you're like your dad. Okay. You're like your father. Oh, all right. And it's like the more evil he gets, and the more he lies and cheats and steals, the more he starts looking like Eddie. And it's very weird. It's very strange. The more evil the kid gets, the more he starts to look like his father. Who would have thought? Not me. But yes, Rhea Ripley and Finn Balor are carrying. Rhea literally is carrying Gallows around. And Carl got hit in the nuts by Rhea. So,
I mean, that's a lot of men's fantasies. So
that is. And then Gallows was like, I'm going to go talk to her because I am great with the ladies. And you know what my first thought was when I heard that? He is not great with the ladies. What the fuck is he doing? And guess what? Next thing I hear is AJ going, he's not great with the ladies though. So, yeah. And I'm like, I know Jen's thinking the same thing.
Like somebody lied to you, sir. So,
who lied to you? Like, literally, we were sitting in a tattoo shop and you said, never get married. Like, dude, you're not good with the ladies. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, oh my god, you liar. And then he came back and like Rhea hit him in the balls now. So she's hitting everybody in the junk. Which I want to know. Okay, can we just say though, can we get the segment of like when he walked up? I want to see how he approached her. Like, how do you approach that? After getting slammed by Rhea when you're 6'8".
I mean, like a bitch?
You just like, hey, friend. Like, how do you approach her? Like, hey. I think he probably tried to flirt with her, though, because he was like, body slams are my love language. And I'm like, oh, no.
Stop. Oh,
just stop. Gallows, stop. And he obviously paid for it. So, but it'll be interesting because there is now all the drama with the never open weight title because New Japan's pissed that Carl's going to Saudi Arabia instead. Some people think it's a work. Some people don't think it's a work. I don't know.
I really don't care.
I think
it's bad that I don't care about Japan anymore. Like, it's, I don't know.
I care about what Carl's gonna do with this fucking belt. And then I care about Jay, obviously, because Jay. And I care about ELP. And I care about a match that is happening on New Year's Day, which I never thought would happen. That was announced today. Shinsuke is being loaned out to Pro Wrestling Noah.
Really?
And he will be facing the great Muda.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's people are like, well, shit, is the forbidden door about to be kicked open?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Also, there's a lot of rumors going around that GCW and WWE's partnership will start tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. Because GCW is a very big announcement about their streaming thing.
Interesting.
I don't know. All I want is like, can we have WAP playing on TV when Bussy come? Can they still be called Bussy? Like, I feel like Bussy is not something you have to censor. So it's okay, right? Like, right?
I would think so.
I mean, you have to kind of know what a bussy is to like
be offended.
Well, and even then, if you know what it is, are you really that offended if you know what it is?
It's true.
Like, we're not.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Offended. Like, if that's your thing, great, go for it. Like, not my thing, but good for you. So I'm kind of like, it's very interesting. I don't know how that works. But yeah, Raw. Okay, that last Monday's Raw was god awful. And I had told myself, I was like, you know, like the OC shit happened and the Judgment Day and all that. And that the first match was AJ Styles versus Dominic, which I was like, okay. Or Carl Anderson versus Finn Balor. Sorry, that was last week. That was the first match. And I was like, why is this not the main event? And everyone's like, oh my God, but it's going to be Bayley and Bianca. And I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. They should have had Carl and Finn be the main event. Because the rest of that show, other than Seth Rollins, was awful. It was awful. It was the worst Raw since he's taken over. And I think it's because they're leading up to Crown Jewel and they really don't know what they're doing because, you know, nobody really watches Crown Jewel, so.
Probably.
Yeah. So, I think we could start. It's like they have to get through all the shit with Crown Jewel to start the build for Survivor Series. And it's like, that's the build we're looking for. So. Kind of makes things a little difficult. Anyway. I lost my train of thought just now. No, Dean's being a nuisance. That's why. He's being a nuisance. So what did you think? Okay. What did you think about Balor and Carl Anderson's match? Since that was like one of the high spots.
Well, I mean, what was it? Bianca and who was it?
Bianca and Bailey were the main.
It was very boring.
It was.
And I feel like I get that they want to put women in the spotlight, but I feel like Finn and Carl would have been a much better choice.
Yeah, because like the loudest pop of the night was the moment that Rhea Ripley picked up Gallows. Like, other than Seth, that was the loudest pop of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just. I feel like Bianca and Bailey, it's like I feel like we've seen it so many times, but have we seen it how many times? Like, that's the part that I'm not understanding is like, I don't feel like, I know we haven't actually seen it that many times, but it feels like we've seen it a million times.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't care. I
don't think Bailey's faction is going over as well as we had anticipated.
No, I think it'd be a little different if we like knew why they were a team. Like, we don't know why.
We need a backstory. Kind of
like a team. Also, like, I think the thing that works with like Karrion Kross is like Karrion Kross's backstory is like, I was released and I fought my way back. And sure, he's a heel, but like, he was released and he fought his way back. So I'm like, why is that not like damage control story? Like,
that's a good point.
Why is that not their story? And they're bringing in more people too. Like on SmackDown, they had Emma come back. I feel like she should have been Tennille Dashwood. Like, but okay, she's Emma, whatever. And they gave her like create a wrestler music. And I was just
not her music. We know,
not the good music, not the old one that was good. They gave her like Create a Wrestler music from the video game, and they were like, it's Emma, and nobody knew who the fuck she was. And Ron, she had, but you know what, here's the thing, she had to carry Ronda through that whole fucking match. And I'm not the only person who said it, there's a shit ton of people who were like, that is the sloppiest match Ronda has ever had.
That's saying something.
And that's saying something, because that bitch is sloppy all the fucking time. So I think that's the, like, I don't want to, okay, part of the problem is, too, I think the internet kind of spoiled that return, because, like, earlier in the day, they were like, oh, Emma's coming back.
Oh, really? I didn't even see that. Yeah,
it was on Twitter, like, all day. It was like, Emma's going to be the one to challenge Ronda Rousey, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, joy.
I was excited to see her, but, like, maybe if I hadn't seen her in a while, I would have been a little more excited. But like, we watched, sorry guys, we watched her on Impact. So like, I've seen her.
It makes sense though that she comes back because her boyfriend's there. And...
yeah, Madcap, who I still am like, what is his deal? And then you have Baron, who is still with JBL, and it's god awful. Like, I love Baron, don't get me wrong, but I have to mute the segments because fucking JBL's voice makes me want to like claw my fucking ears off. I'm like, no, let the man speak. He's actually a really good promo if you let him fucking talk.
That's true.
Like, I feel like he doesn't need JBL to get him any more heat. People already don't like him other than us. And also give him his old goddamn music back. Why is this so hard? I don't understand. Somebody needs to explain it to me like I'm five, because I don't understand. I don't understand at all. And that was a, that was another down of Raw, because like, they had him beat Johnny Gargano. I'm like, is this a joke? Like, this is a fucking joke, right?
Well, maybe it will be better next week.
I hope, but man, it's, it was rough. It was rough, guys. But like, the one other thing that I'm like, excited to see how this turns out is the whole Miz thing with Dexter. Mm-hmm. Apparently Johnny knows what happened. And my guess is butt stuff.
Deliverance type shit.
I feel like the Miz is a bottom. And he has been getting penetrated by the bisexual Dexter Lumis, who is a married man, but they're in an open marriage, obviously. So, yeah, I feel like it's butt stuff. But who knows? I could be wrong.
I feel like they're really dragging it out, though. Like, we need some sort of development.
Yes, that's why everybody's like, okay, is it butt stuff? Because, like, hello, like, what is it? What is it? Is it butt stuff? Is it, did you cheat on Maurice? Which, girl had her whole ass nipple out like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, dude, what the hell? I'm very confused of like what it is. But Johnny knows. And Johnny called Miz a terrible person and said, I'm going to tell the world what you did. And then the Miz came out and said, which this was the part that I loved, though, is like the Miz came out and he was like, I don't even know where Champ is at. He's not even here. He disappeared. And then Johnny comes out and he goes, okay, well, that's a lie, because I know where Champ is at. And Champa's hurt. And you knew that. So then he said that the reason Dexter was chasing him around was because Dexter wanted to be the Miz's partner, and he told him no and chose Champa. And Johnny said, okay, that's a lie. We both know that's a lie. So I'm like, okay, is it butt stuff? Like, what is it?
It's very dramatic. Partner can mean a lot of things.
It can mean a lot of things. I feel like Champa would not like to be in the gay community.
The gay community?
The gay community. I'm sorry, oh, but like God. If GCW does like invade Raw, can we have AJ Styles like have a segment with Effie and just like right as Effie walks away goes the gay community? Because like,
oh, it's so funny.
I don't know why, but SummerSlam weekend we somehow talked about that promo like 40 times the entire weekend, and then like by the time we were driving home with Whitney, we would just randomly go the gay community.
So funny. It wasn't even a promo, it was an interview. And this guy calls in, he's like, oh, you know, you're such a big part, yes, to focal point in the gay community. He's like, the gay community? He was so mad about it. He was so pissed.
Okay, it was partially pissed, partially shocked, I think.
Oh, he was not happy, because then the guy that was interviewing him was like, okay, we'll change the subject. Like, you know, like they cut that guy off that called and like changed the subject completely. Like,
well, yeah, he wasn't happy.
I mean, AJ's a homophobe, let's be real. He is.
He's a homophobe.
He grew up in Gainesville, like he's a homophobe.
The funny thing is, he's a homophobe, but Gallows is not. And neither's Finn. And I don't think Carl is either. So I'm like,
they didn't grow up like poor AJ did.
Actually, Carl and yeah, they did.
Where did Carl grow up?
He was on the border of Ohio and Kentucky.
Nah, not the same.
And Gallows was West Virginia.
Well, okay, West Virginia, yes.
Yeah.
But Gainesville is a little bit different than.
Yeah. It's the sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like people around here, the second you bring up the gay community, they're like, they're putting mercury in the water to make the frogs gay. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Arizona, the Florida of the Southwest.
So that makes sense.
It does. It's terrible. But yes, this is totally off topic, but I had a dream last night, a crazy ass dream. That like we were going to a Halloween party and like you were supposed to dress up as something with me and you were like, oh, I'm not gonna do it. I'm like, oh, okay. And somehow Gallows was at the party and he's like, hey, you know what we could be for Halloween? And I'm like, what? Because he's like, Carl and Christine are dressing up as something and Jen's not dressing up with you. And I'm like, what? He's like, we're gonna be Bussy. So he was Effie and I was Alley Catch. It was great. It was a great dream. It was great. We twerked. It was awesome. And then I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? I don't know why I dreamt that. But then I woke up and went back to sleep and had another dream that my tortoise was eating everything she wasn't allowed to eat.
Huh.
But like we were in a place where like that's all there was. And she was that's like, fuck it, I'm going to eat it. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know.
We just have to listen to this. I'm sorry.
I had a question for AJ. I was just wondering how you feel about your large following in the gay community. Oh, the gay community. Yeah, because I think it's mainly attributed to your looks.
Oh, God.
Get rid of them.
The gay community.
Okay, let's go to Phil in Arizona.
Say they cut him off, like, immediately.
I'm sorry, but the gay community.
The gay community? And then the guy goes, I think it's largely attributed to your looks.
He's a very good-looking man. It's the hair. It's the hair.
Uh-huh.
It's the hair. Must be the hair. He's got some luscious locks.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit, his hair is better than mine. The gay community. I don't know why, like SummerSlam weekend, we were just like, that is hilarious. We are going to talk about it all the time.
So funny. Like, the gay community.
The gay community. Ah. Like, oh, Uncle Alan getting a little spicy.
Oh my God. Uncle
Alan's getting a little spicy, guys. He is. Also, I love how Finn is calling him Uncle Alan on TV now. Like, it's a
full circle moment.
It's a full circle moment. We're calling him Uncle Alan, which we've called him Uncle Alan for like a while. Like Jen had to get me not to say it when we met AJ.
Oh God. Yeah. I was like, please don't call him that.
I'm like, I'm calling him Uncle Alan. She's like, no.
That's weird.
It's not weird. And then he saw my shirt. He's like, Gallo Club. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'll tell him you said hi. Oh my God. And then we ran to their table and we were like, AJ had a stick up his ass. And they're like, well, he's had a long day.
He like, really did though.
He did. Which I don't hold that against him. But still, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, how am I not allowed to say Uncle Alan? That's. Anyway, it's very strange that it, you know, I wasn't allowed to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it one day. One of these days, I'm going to say it. And then I'll be like, ha ha, I said it. Now what? At least I didn't be like, AJ, you're standing in the gay community is still alive and well. The gay community. Oh, God, that's terrible. Like, we shouldn't laugh about it because he's like a fucking homophobe. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think he thinks the world is like flat anymore. So, I mean, I guess that's like an improvement.
Huh. Well,
like, we need clarification. Can we get clarification on this? Has he like matured and like met the gay community and he's like, oh, they're all right?
No, somebody probably told him to shut his mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, you should meet the gay community. They're very nice people. They're great. They're great people. Great people. They are. Also, I feel like Braun Strowman would love the gay community, but you know.
They don't want him.
They don't want him. They wouldn't want to fuck him. No. Damn it. Damn it all. He'd be fun at a gay club, but they wouldn't let him in. So. Bray would get in. He wouldn't, though. Okay. I know we're being like super progressive on this, but like that reminds me of like when all those like the Texas school shooting and all that happened. Like Bray was liking all these gun control tweets and there were these people who like screenshotted his like tweets and they were like, how dare Bray Wyatt go for gun control? I'm like, what? Like they were very offended. It's very strange. Same with Cody. Cody did it too. And they were like, Cody, you can't do that.
Oh God.
I'm like, why do you people care? Okay, that's the one thing. Like, first of all, why would you tell on yourself for looking through somebody's liked tweets? First off. That's like true. I do that, but I'm not gonna go announce who's I'm looking at.
No,
Oh, and I'm not gonna like screenshot it and be like, guys, look, piece of shit. Just as I thought. Like, are you kidding me? First of all, I don't have all that time. Like, that's all. Y'all got too much time on your hands. Second of all, really? Really? And third of all, the gay community. It will forever. Just like his voice, yeah, like two octaves higher. It was great. So anyway, October is over and we're like 3 weeks like 3 weeks away from Survivor Series, which I feel like Crown Jewel's in like the worst spot ever because then like there's
not a lot of time to make a build up.
Exactly. And we're doing War Games, so like we need a build up. What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? Seriously. Like, I need Indy to come back. The rumors are that Mia Yim's coming back. I'm going to need, like, Candace to go get Mia Yim and Indy and Shotzi or, like, not Raquel because fuck Raquel. Or, like, you know, somebody cool. Not Alexa. But, you know, not Bianca either. Like, Candace needs to get a team of, like, cool, fun girls together. And then they're going to go into the War Games against Bayley and her also cool, fun girls, and it'll just be fun. Like, it'll be a good time. Like, we could throw Rhea in there and Liv, maybe, and, like, you know, just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we need time to build that, and we don't have time to build that.
Mm-mm.
I don't like this.
So when is Blood Money Saturday?
Blood Money Saturday, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then Survivor Series is, let me grab my phone. Survivor Series is, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. So it's like the 15th? Oh, they moved it to after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
26th. All right, so we got a month.
That's good. Okay. That's a plus.
But usually it's the week before Thanksgiving, and it has been for like ever. So that's interesting. That is a fascinating fight. So anyway, as we were saying before, Mia Yim is supposedly coming back. And so is Chelsea Green. But now Matt Cardona, a.k.a., well, formerly known as Zack Ryder, says Zack Ryder's dead. So I'm like, does that mean you're coming back as Matt Cardona, or does that mean you're not coming back? Like,
hopefully it means he's not coming back.
I hope so, too. And Mojo's not coming back. And I hope Nia Jax isn't coming back, because fuck her.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I'm trying to think of like who else he's gonna bring back, because he seems to be bringing back like everybody. And you know, if he could get his hands on Adam Cole, he would.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, we got to talk about, so apparently, guys, the investigation for AEW, the locker room brawl out, has completed.
Really?
Apparently, the investigation is over. Ace Steele has been fired, which, duh. He fucking bit somebody. The rumor and innuendo is that CM Punk's going to be bought out of his contract and he's out. And now they're teasing that Kenny and the Bucks will be coming back.
Hmm.
Now, when all this happened, CM Punk decided to start a rumor saying, well, it was his camp, but we all know it was CM Punk, saying that when Nick and Matt kicked the door in, that they hit the dog in the face and knocked out two of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, as you know, we cannot stand the Young Bucks.
Right.
At all. But even I was like, I don't think that happened.
No, I don't either.
I don't think that happened.
He was just there at that exact moment.
Yeah. Which is funny. This is the thing that gets me, is like, if that actually happened, like, first of all, wouldn't that have been like people have said it in the beginning?
You would think so. That's kind of a big deal.
That's kind of like a big fucking deal. And they're just like, all of a sudden today, when all these, you know, not today, but all of a sudden, the second Ace Steel gets fired and CM Punk's probably getting bought out and the Bucks are coming back, he's like, no, 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 guys, no. They hurt a dog. They hurt a dog. So nobody's buying it. Literally nobody's buying it. They're like, okay, like, this is getting pathetic. And then all of a sudden these rumors started of like CM Punk's going back to the WWE. And I don't buy that either. I don't. I think, this is my opinion, I think he's done. I don't think he's going back anywhere.
Uh-uh. No. I don't think it turned out the way he thought it would.
No, like, this is the shit that gets me, and I hate to be this person, but I'm gonna be this person. Wrestling locker rooms have changed, but they haven't changed that much. Like, it's not like kumbaya and everybody gets along. And also, I feel like Hunter deserves an apology because he literally called all this because CM Punk didn't want to make the company he was in better. He wanted to make CM Punk more famous and more rich and be the martyr for what everybody wanted. And that's kind of like CM Punk left and then AEW kind of became the martyr for what everybody wanted. So when the two got together, obviously, it's not going to work. And everybody's mad at Tony Khan now. Because, you know, these CM Punk fans are like, now what are we gonna do?
And then I mean, you weren't like, doing much before, no offense.
What the best part is, now they're like, well, you know, maybe Triple H would treat him better. I'm like, 6 months ago, you called him a big fucking doofus. So, no. I don't think so. I think he's done. I think they're done. Just put a fork in them. They're done. I mean, with how much they're paying him, does he need to work anymore? Probably not. So I think they're done. Especially if he signed a 5-year contract. That's a lot of fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. So, I mean, at least somebody got punished, but at the same time, like, are we not punishing the Young Bucks anymore? Or, like,
apparently not. They're just getting off scot-free.
Apparently that's what's happening. And Tony Khan will not talk about it. Ariel Helwani tried to get, like, even just minimum details. And Tony Khan's like, well, we're not going to talk about that. And then Ariel Helwani said, and Ariel Helwani is like a very famous like wrestling and MMA journalist, like on ESPN and shit. And Tony Khan, out of all of his people, he's interviewed Brock Lesnar multiple times. He's interviewed all these like MMA people, Dana White, like all these wrestlers. Tony Khan was his most frustrating and probably his worst interview. Because Tony didn't want to answer anything about anything.
He's like a child.
He is. He don't want to answer anything. So then, like, Ariel Helwani got on Twitter and was like, it was my worst interview. He's like, he really didn't answer anything. And at one time in the interview, you could tell he was just like, why are we even doing this? Like, why? Why are we doing this? And all the AEW fans were like, he's attacking Tony Khan because he does WWE interviews, so he's just attacking Tony Khan.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have time to bother with Tony Khan.
No, like I'm gonna laugh because like MJF's probably gonna fucking leave. All these people are gonna try to fucking leave, and he's like, well. Oh, well. You know, just, oh, well. That's my impression.
He's terrible.
He is. It's horrible. It's a big fat no for me, guys. I don't know. Who knows? And people are getting kind of pissed. Like, people who even watch it, other than, like, the cultish ones, are, like, getting kind of annoyed with AEW. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. I will say this. I'm happy we made our choices of sticking to GCW and WWE and sometimes New Japan if they have some good programming. I feel like that was an Impact. That was the right choice. Because Ring of Honor went down with the ship and yeah. There you go. Anyway, I'm just going to say it now. I still feel like Vincent and Dutch are going to show up.
I think so too.
And they're still teasing it. And I'm like, when is this happening? Like, when? When is this happening? I don't know. And I need to know. I need to know these things. But also, guys, if you must know, I do still cry when he walks out. So,
I mean, I would think it would happen before SummerSlam because he will need a team. Survivor Series. I mean, Survivor Series.
But he'll like, he may not even be wrestling at Survivor. Unless, like, I could see what I could see happening is like Bloodline and whoever's team are like in the cage. Bloodline wins. And then he shows up with Taylor and or Bo and Vincent and Dutch. And then is like, wow, I'm gonna attack you. And Rowan, maybe. Probably Rowan too. Those are the ones I'm like, why is this not like Rowan's not teasing anything, but Vincent and Dutch are teasing hard. And they're like, Wyndham and Vincent were like, or Wyndham and Dutch wore the same shirt. And I was like, you're wearing the same shirt though. Why is this not happening?
Interesting.
But I think I'm the only one who noticed that. So I'm like, guys, come on. I don't know. I just need to know what's happening. Like, Vincent isn't signed anywhere. Neither is Dutch, and I just need to know. Also, I need to know what's going on with this GCW thing. It's driving me up a wall. I need to know.
What is it?
The whole GCW thing, how, like, Brett Lauderdale is all of a sudden besties with Stephanie and Hunter, and, like, there's all the rumors that, like, GCW is going to be on Peacock, and then, like, Joey Janela is, like, being a troll obviously and is like, guys, Peacock, and he's hyping all the WWE shows, which is kind of funny. So I need to know what's going on. I hate not knowing's the hardest part, guys. It really is. Like, sometimes you just want to sit there and be like, wow, I wish I freaking knew. Also, I hate surprises, so, you know, that's what this is.
You hate them?
I'm not a fan of surprises. I it's a control thing. The control thing. Like, I try to be surprised, and then I'm like, I need to know. Like, I need to know. It, like, bothers me if I don't know.
I have anxiety about it.
Yeah. It's the not knowing, and I need to know. And, like, I like to be surprised because, you know, adrenaline rush. But at the same time, I'm like, I need to know. I know something's going on and I need to know. But nobody's going to tell you. So I'm like, God damn it, I need to know. Somebody has to know something.
They do.
They do. But, like, nobody's saying anything. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit here and be like, fuck me, I guess. It is a lot. It is a lot. I just need to know these things. It's the anxiety of it all. But anyway, who do you think could come back?
Is that already back?
That aren't already back. Because he seems to be bringing back a lot of people.
I think Lana and Rusev would come back if they could.
If they could.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you have Miro out here going like, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not coming back. I'm happy. Yeah. And also, Lana's on The Surreal Life and I've yet to watch it. So I heard it was funny though.
I definitely think Adam probably regrets going.
No, yeah.
Especially after all the shenanigans that happened.
Now, who knows what's going to happen to Adam?
I'm sure Kyle O'Reilly regrets going. I'm trying to think who else had, like, really go in NXT and then.
I really think Buddy Murphy and Aleister Black would have loved to go.
Yeah.
I think Tegan Nox will come back. I think that could happen. She could be on that War Games team.
That's true.
True. She could, especially against Dakota Kai. That's, we need to see that on the main. That's a story we haven't seen in a while. I'd love to see that again.
It's true.
I'd love to see it. Also, like, obviously this is not from, like, outside, but Charlotte Flair is eventually going to have to come back unless she's knocked up.
She had it back. How long has it been since she's been there?
It's been a while. I think she got married in July. It's almost November.
She wasn't at SummerSlam, right?
No.
Yeah.
But, like, people are saying that, like, they, which I didn't see a Charlotte Flair one. I saw a Cody Rhodes one. Like, through the pay-per-views, they're showing vignettes of, like, people who are going to come back eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep them fresh in the mind. And, like, people are saying they saw a Charlotte one. And I was like, I haven't seen that. But I saw the Cody Rhodes one, though. I saw that. I haven't seen a Randy one, which is interesting. Who knows when Randy's coming back? I don't... The only two I know for sure is Mia Yim and Chelsea Green. I think Tegan will. And sadly, I think they all need to go to SmackDown. SmackDown's women's division is just crap. It's crap. Like, the Raw one, there's people I could see as a champion.
Right.
The SmackDown one, it's like, okay, you have Ronda, which you know she's going to Bogart that fucking belt. But, like, SmackDown, all you have is, like, Liv. About it.
The silence after that's funny.
But now, like, even people are saying, because Gallows and Anderson were like, we need to find somebody to help us with Rhea. Now they're thinking it's gonna be Liv who's gonna help them. So she may go back to Raw. But, like, if they got Tegan and Mia Yim and Chelsea Green, say what you want about Chelsea. She's all right in the ring. She's okay. She's better than, like, some people. She's better than Alexa.
Right.
Better than Dana Brooke. Yeah, I think, I don't know. Tegan definitely, see, like, Tegan has to go to Raw, though, because if they're going to do Tegan and Dakota, so she needs to go to Raw. You know what I think should happen? When Asuka's hurt, by the way, guys. That's where Asuka's been. I feel like Asuka needs to go to SmackDown. Like, she's been on Raw for a while.
They need to do something. Where is what's her name? Carmella.
She's hurt. She got fucking dropped on her head. Like, I wish you could just, and I know this is, like, not possible, but you know the movie Men in Black where they have, like, the white light where it's like, you won't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could do that with a lot of these female talents, because Vince, like, fuck them over so bad.
That's true.
You could just be like, you won't remember anything. Because, like, Shotzi is definitely, I feel like Shotzi could definitely be women's championship material had they not, like,
she's been botching a lot, though, to be fair.
Because Vince had her sitting backstage for, like, 6 months. I think and also I think it's a confidence issue as well. I think a lot of these women aren't very confident. But then again, you have fucking Rhonda, who's like, I don't need confidence. I'm the baddest woman in the world. I'm like,
I'm so glad so many more people have decided how terrible she is.
She's terrible. She's a fucking turf. And she's a Sandy Hook denier.
But even aside from that, I mean, just people that watch it that you were used to be like, oh, it's Ronda Rousey. And now they're just like, ugh, she's terrible.
Because she sits, I think it's okay. I think now people are coming around to it because, like, one, she's very sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had people like Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch carrying her through every match. And say what you want about Charlotte and Becky, but, like, those girls can fucking carry people through a match. They could carry a broom through a match and it would be good.
Right.
So when you have people who are good, like, I don't want, anybody to think that I'm insulting Liv, because I love Liv. I love Liv. And I love Emma. But, like, they aren't there yet.
Right.
They're not there. So, like, when Rhonda has to be carried through the match, and Liv did all right carrying her through 2 out of 3 matches. But, like, poor Liv can't carry Rhonda and the match on her back. She's only so big. She can't do it. And then Emma, it's her first match back, and, like, she shouldn't have to carry somebody her first match back.
Uh-uh.
Like, that was the one thing that I was like, why would you put her there in that position, her first match back? Like, that's something that, like, I understand you wanted in, like, a big spot, and that's, according to them, that's a big spot, but, like, you kind of shit on Emma to make Rhonda look floppy.
True.
And it has nothing, and her promos are god awful. They're god awful. She just sits there and rambles about nothing. And then she throws out her the buzzwords. I am the baddest woman. I will make you tap. I will break your arm.
Uh-huh.
I did a Rhonda promo. Ta-da.
Verbatim
too. And the final reason is, as of late, she is sticking her nose in everybody else's fucking business, because she decides to get on YouTube instead of going to house shows and just, like, do her, like, talk about everybody else. Like, she talked about Bray in, like, his return and what she thought was going to happen, and then she just gives her opinion when nobody wants. They're like, bitch, nobody asked you. And then she's like, well, you know, it wasn't my fault that match with Liv wasn't good, because I wanted to put Liv through thumbtacks.
And nobody said cared.
No. And nobody, they told her no. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I don't know why they said no. I'm like, bitch, you don't know why they said no? That you want, you, Rhonda, who is botchy and sloppy, want to put Liv Morgan through actual thumbtacks. And it was your idea, not hers.
No, ma'am.
Like, Liv said she would do the Lego spot, but they didn't want to do it because AEW just did it. Like, that was Liv's idea. And then Rhonda's like, oh, well, if that's the case, we'll just do thumbtacks. And Liv's like, no. No?
Not trusting you, bitch. Forget that.
I would not trust that bitch with Legos. No. God. Fuck no. And then, like, she was like, I don't understand why. And even Hunter was like, no, we're not doing it. No. And she's like, I just don't understand why I was told no on that. I don't understand. Maybe because nobody wants to pull out thumbtacks after you drop them head first into it. I don't know. Just a thought. I'm surprised that she was okay with consent, though, because she seems like the type who isn't. So we'll give her that. She correctly. I mean, still, though, she is bitching that she was told no. So. We'll get I give her that
on her YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, she's bitches. She's like, yeah, guys. And that was the same channel where she, like, made a video, that one video where she's getting her hair done, and she's like, I just can't fucking stand wrestling fans. They just don't. And then she did it again on her channel. She was like, these fans are just so ungrateful. But, like, then you have the Rhonda fans who are like, she's just being a character. Like, you guys want to hate her, and she's being very hateable now, and you guys, like, are upset. It's like, no, she's not being a character. She's, like, that fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a character. That's just. And on that same token, Chris Jericho apparently a story came out about Chris Jericho, guys, that Chris Jericho decided to call CM Punk a locker room cancer to his face.
Well, that sounds accurate.
But it's Chris Jericho saying it. And you know what I would have said if I was CM Punk? And I don't necessarily like CM Punk, but you know what I would have said? I'd be like, you know, you're right. I am. But didn't your wife storm the Capitol? Like, aren't like the FBI wanting to talk to her? So, you know, guess we all have our little scruples, don't we? Mm-hmm. Guess we all have our little something. Our little something.
Cancer to the locker room, cancer to democracy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be the locker room cancer than the democracy cancer. So, I mean, you know. I mean, me being a cancer to the locker room, shit. Like, at least women can still have abortions.
Hmm.
Shit, fuck. Fuck me, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing. I was like, of course Jericho had to make his opinion known. Yeah. It's like, first of all, you're not even fucking involved. So, why?
Who asked you, sir?
Who asked you? It's same thing as Rhonda. Who asked you? Nobody asked you. Apparently he walked by and was just like, Punk, you're a locker room cancer. Like, who? Who asked? Nobody asked you. Like, fuck. I don't even like necessarily like Punk, but at that point I'd be like, you know what? Where's Tony? I'm done. By my contract, I'm done. I don't want to be here. Fucking done. I retire. This is it. Just pay me and I'll leave. Oh my God. And you know, now they're gonna be like, guys, our locker room's so much better now. So much better.
The cancer's gone.
The cancer's gone. We got radiation and we got chemo and it's gone. We had a biopsy done. We cut out the cancer. I'm Chris Jericho and I sing for Fozzy. My wife stormed the Capitol. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's. Ugh. I mean, granted, I would rather be in the WWE locker room. I'll give him that. Could always ask AJ about the gay community. Could. You good? Anyway, guys, I think that's it for this week. This week was kind of uneventful.
Well, my day was not uneventful.
It wasn't. That's why we're kind of making this quick.
It was bottomless mimosas at Drag Brunch.
Mm.
Like pictures of mimosas on the table.
You're killing me.
I know.
You're killing me. Anyway, birthday girl looks like she needs to go night.
Something. Wash my makeup off for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say you wash your makeup off and go night. I think that's in the cards for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to watch scary movies until I fall asleep. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
That's... Sounds like a plan.
Spooky season's almost done, guys. I feel like I haven't been very spooky this year, though.
That sucks.
I know. And, like, funny thing is, I want to do all these TikToks, but I have nobody to film them for me. So
get your mom to do it.
Fuck no. She'd be like, why are we doing this? And then if I wanted to be a thought, she'd be like, ew, don't.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just prop it up and use a timer.
And then I look at myself and I'm like, ugh. Ugh. What is that? You look like that?
No, you don't. It's just a sucky way camera phones are.
It is. Guys, that confidence boost lasted 3 days and I was very thankful. We're going to update the confidence boost was like for 3 days. Very good. For 3 days, I was like, hell yeah. I look amazing. I look incredible, guys. And then now I'm like, you're a fucking whale.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not going to look at it again, though, because then I get angry. So, you know. We don't need angry.
No.
No. Though I do need ideas for what to wear in LA, because I don't know. I don't know.
But you got time.
I do. Well, we don't have as much time as we think. Because it's like end of March. And it's almost November. The clock's ticking and we have no clue what we're doing yet.
It'll be fine.
We'll figure it out. We may just be drinking bottomless mimosas all day and trying to find people that could be what our WrestleMania week is.
Oh, God.
Just drink.
I hope not.
Yeah. No?
Maybe we can at least go to Disneyland.
We'll go to Disneyland. We'll be like, fuck it. Guess we can't go to WrestleMania. But we have to try. We have to try.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. We have to try. But I don't know how this is going to work out.
I don't either.
This is looking real sketch now. Now, I'm like, we have to buy our tickets like the day they go on sale for all this shit. I'm not ready for that.
I don't have the money for that, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Guess we're never going. Guess we're not going anytime soon. But we'll get on, like, StubHub or something, and there will be, like, $20 tickets for us.
I hope so.
Unless The Rock shows up, and then I'll be like, well, where are we getting drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, happy Halloween. Happy birthday, Jen.
Thank you.
Even though it's 2 days early. Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Christmas starts on Wednesday, so plan accordingly, people. Does Christmas start? It's a holly jolly Christmas. Also, go buy your Halloween clearance on Tuesday. If there's any left, because everywhere.
The spirit here is picked over bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, every store that I've been to here is really picked over, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for that happening. So there's another highlight of my year that is gone. It's almost like you had to go in August to get anything you actually wanted. Because by like September 15th, it was all sold out. So that means I got to go buy my Christmas stuff soon that I want. So also, I'm not getting it. Anyway, guys. So until next week. When hopefully Raw was better tomorrow, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.